We continue our learning. We are in Megillah Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hakol Ksher in Likrosis HaMegillah, Chutz Mecheresh Shote V'Katan. Anyone is kosher to read the Megillah and discharge other people's obligation in Megillah, but with the exception of a Cheresh, a Shote, and a Katan. Usually Cheresh means a deaf mute, and Shote is someone who is mentally deranged. The Gemara Chagiga has a discussion about that. Someone who's ma'abed kol masha nostim lo, anything that he has, he's not careful to take care of. Maybe he goes out a yichidi balayla, he walks in the cemetery, rips his clothing. Different definitions, maybe he has to do all of those things. Different definitions of what constitutes a Shote, who is pater min ha-mitzvos. And a Katan, of course, is someone under bar mitzvah. Cheresh, however, usually means a deaf mute, and we assume that that means that they're unable, they don't have any das. But here, although we learn Maseches Chumos, Cheresh in general means lo shomea v'lo medaber. The Cheresh here is the Cheresh ha-medaber ve'eno shomea. We're talking about someone who's reading the Megillah. Obviously, if you're telling me someone's, everyone's kosher to read the Megillah except the Cheresh or the Katan, if the Cheresh were a deaf mute, it'd be obvious he's not kosher to read the Megillah because he's incapable of doing so. Must be that we're talking about a Cheresh here just means someone who's deaf. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's not Motzi Acherim Yedeichel Vasan, because the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi regarding Kriyashma, which we learn in Brachos, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Yossi holds HaKorea V'lo Hishmiel Ozno V'lo Yotza. A person who reads Shema and doesn't hear what he's saying is not Yossi. Now, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but if it's true when it comes to Shema, the same thing would be true, according to him at least, the same thing would be true when it comes to Megillah. Since this Cheresh is not Yossi with his own Kriya, because he can't hear, so too, he can't be Motzi other people. That's true when it comes to Shema, and it's true when it comes to Megillah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a person who reads Shema and doesn't hear what he's saying, but he says the words, he is Yotzei. So then a Cheresh who's Medaber Ve'eno Shomea, like the Cheresh in our Mishnah, should be perfectly kosher. And other Rishonim claim that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with this Mishnah, because there's a special halacha regarding Megillah. Because of Persumei Nisa, it would be important for the person to be able to hear what he is saying. And since he can't hear what he's saying, he therefore can't be Motzi and cannot fulfill Persumei Nisa on his own when he's reading the Megillah because he can't hear. The same thing is true. He can't discharge other people's obligation either. And therefore, this Mishnah would be L'chu Le'alma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah here says, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Katan who's reached the age of Chinuch is kosher to read the Megillah. Now, why should that be? Generally speaking, a Katan doesn't have das and cannot be motzi, and it's not yotzei mitzvah, doesn't have the same level of chiyuv of anybody else, and cannot discharge other people's obligation in a mitzvah. So a simple answer is, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, a katan is chayv in chinuch, once he's reached the age of chinuch, whatever that age is, 6, 7, 8, whatever it may be, depending on the mitzvah. So if it's true, then every mitzvah all depends. A katan hayodel na'aneh chay belulav, we say. A katan is able to do the na'anuim properly, then he has the obligation to begin the mitzvah of lulav. A person who's yodea does know how to be to guard his tefillin, technically speaking, he should be able, the mitzvah of chinuch begins at that age. So here too, a person knows how to read the Megillah properly, he knows how to be motzi other people properly, so he should be kosher. And the mitzvah of Megillah is only derabbanon. So since Megillah is only derabbanon anyway, and the katan is only chayv derabbanon and chinuch, so a derabbanon can be motzi a derabbanon. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tanakam obviously holds that's not true. Why not? Either because a katan is really not chayv in chinuch, the obligation is on the father. Katan has no chiv whatsoever, and the people he's discharging have a chiv derabbanon, so he can't be motzi them because he has no chiv at all. Or the possibility is that even if we say that a katan has a chiv derabbanon in chinuch, so that but that's a lower level chiv than everyone else's chiv in Megillah. Why? Because he's what we call a trei derabbanon, a double derabbanon. Number one, his mitzvos in general are on a lower level, and number two, this is only a chiv of Megillah. So let's say, for example, if you're talking about a din d'oraisa, so the katan is on a lower level because he's only chayiv derabbanan. Now that you say this is Megillah, so that for everyone else, it lowers their level from deraisa derabbanan. This lowers the level of the katan even further. Because number one, the mitzvah we're talking about is derabbanan. Number two, his chiv is only a chiv of chinuch, which is a double derabbanan. That is the position of, that's what Tosis says. Why Rabbi Yehuda would say a katan is kosher? So one explanation, as we said, the obligation in Megillah is Drabanan, and his obligation in Chinuch is Drabanan. And other Rishonim say, no, because Af Hein Hoyubo Sohanes, Haman wanted to kill out even the right Tafin Hashim B'Yom Echad, including the children. So if he's capable of reading, this is a unique situation where all the general rules of mitzvos, which don't apply to a katan, here will, because he is included in the Nes. If he's capable of reading the Megillah, he has this obligation in Megillah as well, and could be motzi other people. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein korinus a Megillah." The Mishnah is going to give us a list of all of the things. The sentence is going to end with the phrase "Ad she'tonei tzacham." What the Mishnah is here listing is all of the mitzvos that are done, that's supposed to be done, are performed during the daytime, and we're coming to teach you that lichatchila they're supposed to be done not earlier than neitzacham, than sunrise. But b'di'evit, if you did them after amor hashachar, they're going to be kosher. So here's the list: Ein korinus haMegillah. You can't read the Megillah. V'lo mal. And you're not allowed to give a bris milah. Below tovelin, you're not allowed to. People who are tame, you need to go to mikvah during the daytime. People who are tame, they go during the daytime. Other people go at nighttime, but people who are tame generally go during the daytime. Velo mazin, and which is the sprinkling of the efer aparah, someone who was tame mace on the third and the seventh day from that tomo, we sprinkle also during the daytime. V'chein shomeres yom kineged yom, lo titbol, and that's the end, ad she'toreis hachama. Who's the shomeres yom kineged yom? For we've mentioned this before, the idea of the zava. The zava is a woman who sees three consecutive days bleeding at the wrong time of the month, the 11 days of Ziva, which are the 11 days that follow the 7 days of Nida. A woman begins to bleed, that's called Pesach Nidasa. Then for the next 7 days, whether she bleeds or not, whether she bleeds for 1 day or for 5 days or for 7 days, she's Tameah for those 7 days. And then after those 7 days, Midoraisa, she goes to Mikvah that night, and she's Muteris Labala and Tahora after that day. However, the next 11 days after Pesach Nidasa are potential Ziva days. And if she would see blood for three consecutive days, so then she becomes a Zava Gadola. Zava Gadola has to count seven Shivanikiyim, seven clean days. We are machmir today, women who are nidos in general, but not knowing whether they really have the status of a nido or a zava, they're machmir and follow the rules of a zava and count shivan akim, even if they're just a nida, not knowing which status they have. But this is halacha really for a zava, bleeding at the wrong time during those 11 days that follow the seven nidos days, below es nidasa, as the Torah says, in the end of Parshas Metzora. So she counts seven clean days. Now that's if she sees blood on three consecutive days. What if she sees blood at some point during those 11 days, let's say for 1 day, and that's it? So the halacha is that she can then count one clean day after that, and then she can go to mikveh the next night. And that would be true even if she saw a blood for 2 days. She can count one clean day, assuming she doesn't bleed the next day, one clean day, and then go to the mikveh the next night. But once it's 3 days, then she's a Zava Gadola or Zava Gemura. So what happened? What's our status? What do we call her when she bleeds, let's say, for 1 day, and then counts one clean day? She's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So the Mishnah here says that a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom should go to, it says, Lo Titbol Atchet Anitzacham. She goes to the mikveh during the daytime, the day after the day that she was Tameah, so that should be done during the daytime and specifically after Neitzachama. But as the Mishnah says, V'chulan sha'asu mishal amor hashachar kasher. But all of these people, the bris milah, which we should try to do after Neitzachama, the reading of the Megillah and Tevila and Hazor of Efer Paraduma and the Shemesim Keneged Yom, going to the mikvah. So these are things that should be done. That b'di'evet, if they were done after amor hashachar, it is kasher. Why? Because that's considered considered yom after Amara Shachar? Why did the Chachamim say we need to wait till Netzach Amma to get out of the Suffolk Lila, because we're not exactly sure when Amara Shachar is? Waiting till Netz makes us, so this way we're very sure. Perek Beis Mishnah, hey, kol hayom kosher l'kriyas ha-Megillah. Mishnah is going to tell us regarding many mitzvos that we do during the day, that you could potentially do them, obviously, zuzim makdim in the mitzvos, you want to do them as early as you can, Netzach Amma ideally if you can, but you have the entire day, the whole day is kosher. The Mishnah is going to give us a long list. We'll mention each one as we go along, and the proof text that from the Torah, that indeed these should be done during the day, and it means that you have the whole day. So, kol hayom kosher l'kriyas ha-Megillah. Why? Pasuk says, v'hayomim ha'eleh nizkarim v'nasim. Pasuk says, yomim, v'l'kriyas ha-halel. On holidays or on Chanukah, what does it say in Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, which we say in Hallel, ze hayom asa Hashem nagilim v'nizbichavo. Or in Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, which we say, mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o muhalol shem Hashem, for when the sun rises, so Hashem's name is praised. Once again, a proof that it should be done during the day. V'litkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Also, we have all day. Pasuk says Yom Teruah Yalechem. Not a nighttime mitzvah, daytime mitzvah, but you have all day. V'litilas lulav, as the pasuk says, Ulukachtem lachem bayom harishon pri eitz hadar, etc. V'litfilas hamusafin v'lamusafin, days that we daven musaf, and the karbon musaf. The karbon musaf, the Torah says divar yom biyomo, and so that regarding musaf. So that's during the daytime, and of course the tefillah of musaf, which we do in place of the korban musaf, obviously follows the halachos of the korban musaf. Should be done during the daytime, and we have all day. V'levidui haparim. Vidui parim means we mention in the past two cases where you bring a par, the par of the Kohen Mashiach. If the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, does an Aveira, for which you would be chai of kares if you did it b'mezid, so b'shoging, instead of bringing a regular Korban Chatas, a Seira or a Kivsa, a goat, a female goat or a female sheep, he's going to bring a par. And as it says, the Makoena Mashiach Yechetel Ashma Sa'am, the Krival Chataso Par Ben Bakar. He made a certain ruling and he was incorrect. He brings this par and he followed this. He brings it, but it's a shogeg, so he brings a par ben bakar. He brings this carbon. And it says, and that's true regarding the par helim davashel tzibur, the same thing, where the Sanhedrin made an erroneous ruling and the most of Am Yisrael followed it. This also is in a case where it was a potential kares if you did b'mezin, and they did it b'shogeg following their ruling. They realized that it was a mistake. So the Sanhedrin brings this par helem dover shel tzibur. This bull, helem dover, means that there was an unawareness of the tzibur based on their psak halacha. So here on these parim, there's a vidui that's done, the vidui of the chait. So and that day, it is kosher to do the vidui all day. How do I know that? Because it's not from psukim in the context of those parim, but rather from Yom Kippur. It says in Parashas Acharemos regarding the Kohen Gadol, the chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso, and that's referring to kapara that he's doing through the vidui, through words, the kaparas devarim hakas of medaber, and that day, what does it say regarding Yom Kippur? Ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem. So it says bayom regarding that kapara, so we apply the rules of kapara of Yom Kippur to the kapara on, and then the vidui on the par hemla devil shel tzibur and the par kohen mashiach, also bayom. Then the Mishnah says, Uli vidui hamaser. We do vidui maser, as discussed in Parshas Kisavo, in the fourth year and the seventh year. And this is based on the pasuk v'amar telefenash amakecha biarti akodesh ben abayis. This is where the person, the farmer, says and admits and confesses that I took care of everything, of giving the masos to the people who need it. And it says there, and also in Parshas Kisavo, next to that, juxtaposed hayom hazeh Hashem alokecha mitzavacha. So from that word hayom, vidui maser is done during the daytime, and we have all day. Ule vidui yom kippurim, as it says in Parshas Acharemos regarding the avodas Yom Kippur, v'samach Aharon eshtei yadav al rosh ha-so'ir ha-chai v'hisvada alav es kalavanos b'nei Yisrael. This is the so'ir ha-mishtalech upon which Aharon ha-kohen, the Kohen Gadol, leans his hands and his misvada confesses all of the avonos of the Jewish people. And kapara, as we already mentioned, is bayom, as the pasuk says, ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem, regarding Yom Kippur. So obviously the vidui of Yom Kippur can be done during the day, and we have all day. Then the Mishnah says, l'smicha, where the Kohen places his hands on the carbon before the shechita, or the Baal places hands on the carbon before the shechita, leaning on the animal, samach yado arosh carbono. So there we don't have a word bayom, but the Mishnah goes on by saying l'shechita, the slaughtering of carbonos behema, as it says biyom zivchachem, and we derive the laws of smicha from shechita, just as it says samach yado arosh ha'ola v'shachares ben abakar. So the juxtaposition, really a heke, between smich and shechita, just like the shechita has to be done by yom, as it says biyom zivchachem, so too the smicha, and we have all day litnufa. This is the waving of the carbon omer, of the flour offering, the barley flour offering that we bring on the 16th of Nisan, and there it says biyom in Parshas Emor, biyom hanifechem es omer, uses the word biyom, and the same thing is true regarding the tenufa, the waving of the emurim of the fats and the chazeh and the chest of the animal regarding a carbon shlamim. So all tenufa is done by yom, is all connected to the tenufa of the omer, of the waving of the omer. Then the Mishnah says, lahagasha likmitza ulahaktara. The carbon mincha, we bring it close to the mizbeach first at which corner of the mizbeach? At the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. Then we do the kmitza out of it, which is the shechita of, so to speak, the equivalent of the shechita of a karban mincha, of a flour offering, putting the hands in and taking the three middle fingers and placing them over the palm. So that is kmitza, and haktara. Haktara is where we burn it on the mizbeach. And that's true. That also has to be done during the day. Le malika. Malika is a karban oaf, where the Kohen takes his thumbnail and does that type. It's not a real shechita, but it says umalak es rosho. Ule kabbalah. Kabbalah is the kabbalah sadam in a mizrak, in a kli shares, that we're going to sprinkle on the mizbeach, accepting it into that vessel. Ule hazaya, and sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, on the paroches. All of these avodos are done during the day. The hagasha of the karban mincha, the kmitza of the karban mincha, the haktar, the burning, the malika of a karban oaf, kabbalah, the Kabbalah of the Dam, and Hazayah, and sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach, because the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Biyom Tzavoso es B'nei Yisrael lahakriv es karbonehem. So regarding karbonos, it's Bayom. And all the aspects and the avodos of the karbon are Bayom. And we have all day. Ooh, lahashkaya sota, where we give the war, the Mayim HaMa'ararim, to the sota. That has to be done during the day, because it says in Parshas Naso, Va'asala HaKohen es kol hatorah. Torah Hazos. This whole Torah, this whole law, this whole parsha, we do for this woman. And we have another pasuk in Shoftim, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yorucha V'Ala Mishpat Asher Yormulacha. So we have a Gzera Shava Torah. It says Torah regarding the Sota. It says Torah regarding Mishpat, Sanhedrin, the Beis Din sinning. Just like Mishpat has to be done during the daytime, the Beis Din only sits during the day, so to Hashka Sota is Bayom. Then the last two, V'La Arifas HaEgla, where this Egla Arufa, that whole ceremony is done during the day, because the Pasuk says, V'nikaper lahem hadam. So the language of kapara, the phrase of the word of kapara is used, and just like kachim are a kapara, which can only be done during the day, so too arefas egla is during the daytime. Ulataras hamitzora. This is the tara process and ceremony ritual of the mitzora. Someone had tzaras. It says zos tiyeh toras hamitzora biyom taraso, has to be done during the day. And as the Mishnah says, in all of these cases, kol hayom is kasher, the entire day is kasher for all of these mitzvahs.